It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. If you like streaming music on Spotify, you are not alone. Spotify has only been around a little more than a year in the U.S., and it already has some 2 million users. The streaming is convenient for listeners, but maybe not so profitable for musicians. Some musicians, like Adele and Coldplay, held off on putting new albums on Spotify because of its low royalty payments. NPR's Laura Seidel has more in the second part of our series on how musicians make money online.
Spotify has millions of songs, and you can access them for free on a computer if you don't mind a few ads. The service includes big acts like Katy Perry and independents like Aaron McCune.
There's no camera in your face. There's no phone up in your ear. When the glamour drops, what don't you hear?
McCune gets paid each time someone plays one of her songs, and because she doesn't have a label, she gets all the money. She asked her accountant to figure out exactly how much that is.
I make 0.004 cents per play on Spotify.
Not much. McCune says most of the money she sees from online activity comes from iTunes downloads.
For me, most people go to iTunes. I'm paid fairly from iTunes. My entire catalog is represented.
McCune worries that her fans will stop buying downloads of her songs and listen to her on Spotify for free without realizing that they're not supporting her so much financially.
I think a lot of people who used to buy music at full price use Spotify, maybe because they don't know or maybe because it's a great service on the consumer side.
Executives at Spotify see it differently. Ken Parks, the company's chief content officer, says the service isn't cannibalizing digital downloads. It's luring people away from such unauthorized file sharing sites as Pirate Bay. Like that site, Spotify was born in Sweden, a country, says Parks, famous for its love of file sharing.
Piracy was sort of ingrained in that culture. But now Spotify is ingrained in that culture in a way that's reduced piracy greatly. It's removed the incentive to pirate.
Parks says Spotify has around 15 million users worldwide, though he wouldn't break down the numbers. However, a document leaked to NPR shows over a million users in Sweden. Not bad for a country of just 9.5 million people. Mattias Lovqvist is the CEO of the independent Swedish label Hebrus Recordings. He says Spotify shifted the conversation there.
2 years ago, the downloading debate about downloading illegal music was a really hot topic in Sweden. Now it's completely cold. Nobody talks about it anymore.
Lovqvist says what's even more significant is that around 90% of Swedish users have upgraded from the free Spotify service to the paid one, which has no ads and offers access on mobile devices. He says artists get a higher royalty rate when paid subscribers stream their songs. At least one Hebrews musician is making a substantial amount of money from Spotify. Jonathan Johansson sells out theaters in Sweden, and Lovqvist says the singer made $20,000 in Spotify royalties the first week his most recent album was out.
You can see a correlation when you have a successful artist. If you get a lot of media for an artist, it's easy for people to just click on Spotify and listen to it, and that generates money for us.
But in other countries, most online revenue has been coming from iTunes and Amazon downloads. Martin Mills, who runs Beggars Group, a consortium of independent labels that boasts Adele among its artists, says Spotify does cut into sales.
It does cannibalize to some extent. I mean, it's fashionable to say it doesn't, but of course it does. We all know people that have stopped buying records or stopped downloading and are just using Spotify.
Independent labels like those in Mills Beggars Group negotiate their own agreements with Spotify, and he says he is seeing some of his artists make more from the service. But the key seems to be the number of subscribers. The more people using the service, the more royalties it generates. So it's likely to be a long time before Spotify, in the U.S., for example, comes close to matching its numbers in Sweden, where more than 10% of the population uses the streaming service. And of course, the bigger the artist, the more people will stream their songs.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
How much of that money actually goes to label-affiliated artists varies widely. Like Sweden's Hebrus Recordings, the Beggars Group labels split the Spotify payments 50-50. The big labels wouldn't talk to NPR, but according to the research firm Ender's Analysis, the labels only pay their famous artists a 20% royalty. Lesser-known ones get 15%. The majors also own part of Spotify as part of their agreement to let the service stream their music. Mills and others worry that in the future, the big labels will use that clout to force the service to promote their own artists.
That's our daily struggle as the small guys. You know, the big guys can always try to squash you.
Still, an independent like Erin McCune says she'll stay on Spotify because that's where the fans are going.
My goal as an artist is to be as available as possible to as many people as possible.
And McCune says at least Spotify pays better than one even more popular service, YouTube. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
And we'll continue our series tomorrow. We'll focus on the economy of YouTube.